The following is an exclusive presentation of Ray TV.
World champion, Baltimore Ravens.
Ravens on three. One, two, three.
For a third straight year, the Ravens season, the regular season that is, ends on the road in Cincinnati. Good evening and welcome to Ravens Report. I'm Jerry Sandusky. In order to make it to the postseason for a sixth year in a row, the Ravens need more than just a win Sunday against the Bengals. They need some help, too. Either a loss by Miami or San Diego, combined with a Ravens win, puts the Ravens back in the postseason. Now, on the heels of last week's Ravens 41-7 loss at home to New England, the most lopsided home loss in the Harbaugh era, you can understand if some Ravens fans feel their confidence wavering. But don't expect that from John Harbaugh. You've heard the coach use the line before. He believes the Ravens are the right men for the job. And the job this week, turning their attention from last week's debacle to this week's potential. A win Sunday is part of the equation that puts the Ravens back where they want to be, on the field in January.
Disappointment dominates the day as the Patriots come into Baltimore and rout the Ravens. That eliminates the Ravens' hopes of winning the AFC North for a third consecutive year. Now the Ravens will travel to Cincinnati, and a win alone will not be enough to wrap up a postseason.
Well, I mean, the challenge is obvious. What we've got to get accomplished is win this game. It's a one-game season, and we've been in this situation quite a few times already this year, so we feel like we've gotten plenty of practice. But they have a lot to play for, as do we. So, you know, that's the way it goes. You know, we wouldn't have it any other way. So there's no time for feelings. There's no time for licking our wounds. You know, we just got to go into this game, go into this battle, and get the job done. And that's our mood.
We all remember how regulation ended in the first Ravens-Bengals game with A.J. Green making that crazy touchdown catch off the deflected Hail Mary. So it seems like a logical place to pick up the conversation. Larry Rosen talks with defensive coordinator Dean Pease on finding a way to stop the crazy number of ways the Bengals have of scoring.
And thank you, Jerry Sandusky, with Dean Pease for Game Plan Defense. Between Marshall, Jeffrey, Johnson, you've seen Hall of Fame receivers all year long. A.J. Green might be the very best one of all of them. You're going to see him again this week. Coach, what makes him so special?
Well, the thing of it is he's got great speed. You know, Johnson, Calvin up in Detroit is big, and he obviously is fast too, but Green's really got all the tools as far as speed, routes, intermediate routes, short routes, all those kinds of things that sometimes big receivers don't have. This guy's got, in a big body, plays like a small receiver at times.
Well, a perfect example would be moving him out of the slot, as you'll see in the first clip that we've got for tonight. Coming out of the slot, a real tough release for him.
Well, what happens here is there's two things that they do a great job with. They move him around, number one. And then the second thing is right here, he's never on the line of scrimmage. So you really can't get up and press him. I mean, that's by design. So, you know, right here, the defensive back's going to be 3 yards off because he can't be offside. So you really can't get up and press him. Marvin Harrison used to be that way with the Colts all the time. They'd keep him off the line. So he gets a free release right here. Defensive back tries to stay with him, just can't do it. It's a good throw by Dalton over the outside shoulder, you know, a touchdown. You know, the second thing then that comes up here on the next clip, say this from the end zone. But on the second clip down here on the goal line, now he uses his big body, okay? And it's the same kind of thing. See, he's the off the line of scrimmage right here receiver. They've only got one receiver. So the defensive back's as close as he can get to him. He can't get any tighter to him because he'd be offsides. So when he gets off, what he does is he extends his hands right here, and now after that, the defensive back can't do anything but just try to fight that. Okay, they throw it back shoulder, he catches it, and the flag comes on the defensive back for interference. So I don't know what to tell 20 on that.
As a coaching point, there's literally very, very little you can do with Green in this kind of situation, right?
You just try to hope you jam him and knock him off, and the ball maybe isn't exactly right on target. So I mean that's what he does best.
The Bengals undefeated at home. They've scored over 40 points four different times. Eight receivers with 38 or more balls. Their number eight guy, Hawkins, a remarkable catch a week ago that we'd like to share with you. These aren't all the big name guys. When you get that deep in the roster and you're still getting that kind of a talent, that's a challenge for you guys.
Right. Well, he's actually their fourth receiver that comes in. And you're going to see it right here. I think, you know, he's down here in the slot. And he's not he's just the opposite of the rest of the guys. He's not a real big guy. He's a little guy. I think he's out of the University of Toledo, if I remember right.
He is.
So he gets another one. And he's on the line. Unfortunately, what he's got is he's got a safety on him. So it's a mismatch right now between a safety and a quick little defensive back. And this guy from Minnesota does about as good a coverage right there as you could want. But there's also a little bit of a push right there that they've got down pretty good. Dalton does a great job throwing over the outside shoulder. Guy makes a great catch.
When Dalton is comfortable, he's a difficult quarterback. You like to get up in his face, you like the pressure from the outside.
Well, you got to do both. I mean, you got to just mix it up on him. You can't pressure him all day. He'll pick that apart. You can't sit back there and play zone all day. So, you know, we got to do a good job of mixing the thing up.
A Week 17 challenge in Cincinnati. And when we come back, it's Game Plan Offense with Coach Caldwell.
AAA's presentation of Ravens Report is brought to you by M&T Bank, proud to be the official bank of your Baltimore Ravens. By MedStar Health, the official medical team of the Baltimore Ravens. And by AAA, a proud partner of the Baltimore Ravens.